Hi, May. Can you tell me about what your life was like during your first 2 years?
Sure. Okay, well, I'll tell it like I'm living it right now. I'm 12 years old, and I live in a new, nice tenement with a nice landlady who takes care of the little kids if they're not working and both their parents are out. I also live with my mom, my twin sister, Pauline, and my little brother, Max. I live on the fourth floor of my tenement. I'd been employed 2 months ago by the Triangle Shirt Factory. Also, I was a seamstress. My 7-year-old brother became a clipper at the same factory. My sister works here too. She's a janitor. My mom is a maid who comes home just before we do. My sister takes night school, so my brother and I go home after work. If mom is not there, I babysit my brother and make dinner. Just before work ends, my brother and all the other little kids are put in boxes and covered with shirtwaists. I soon realize that inspectors are coming around. When my brother and I walk home, we talk about what it was like to be in a box and what it was like to not be able to tell inspectors things unless you want to get fired. When we reached home, my mom is not there. While I make a dinner of ham broth and bread, also known as HBB, I hear my brother playing with his toy soldiers. Suddenly, I hear a bang at the door. I call out, "Who is it?" When I get no response, I open the door. It's Mom, and she cries, "Let me in." Inspectors are chasing me because they want to know why I let your brother work.
Oh no, what happened next?
Well, I woke up in the morning and I walked to the kitchen. My mom is already making breakfast. It's a sunny March morning. At work, things are dreary like normal. As work continues, I hear a sharp gasp. I lift my foot to stop my machine and look up. The girl across from me is holding her hand. Her face is screwed up as if she felt pain.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, sorry. A single drop of blood slipped out of a small cut only to plop onto the half-finished shirtwaist that the girl was sewing. A sudden scream snaps me out of a daydream. All around me, women and girls run for the stairs, with the floor boss out in front. Others crowd into the elevator. The cable breaks and men and women crash to the ground. I see nothing to worry about. I feel a sudden heat on my back, then a sharp pain. My back is scalded and burnt. Then Max and Pauline run past me. As I bring up the rear of our small group, the fire scalds my arms, legs, and back. My limbs ache, but I push my siblings down the stairs. As I rush down the stairs, I wonder if my friends made it out. When I stumble outside, my siblings are waiting. With the last of my strength, I run with them for home. I plop onto bed, and the sky turns over, a black cloud comes down, and all pain fades into a dull drop. Now, blackness. So this is, hi, it's my sister. And my bed at home. Pauline says that somehow a fire started and most of the inside was destroyed.
A fire? What happened then?
The next day, there was a really big funeral march for those who had died in the fire of the Triangle Shirt Factory. I felt sorry for those families whose children sent them some of the money they earned so their family could come here, because a lot of people who did that died in the fire and their families wouldn't know why they stopped getting money. Suddenly I see the body of my friend Rose Gonheim, about to be buried. She was my BFF, and I feel like my heart's been torn in two. I'll miss Rose for the rest of my life. Suddenly, I feel a tap on my shoulder. I whip around, and it's my Aunt Suki who moved here just before we did. She says, "You fool, why does your little brother work?" I reply, "Mother said he needed to work to support the family." My aunt takes old Max by his hands and leads him away, saying, "I'm taking Max with me." Soon they are out of sight.
Really? Can you tell me more?
A little girl runs up to me and says, "Are you May?" I told her yes, and she explains that she was supposed to bring me a message. She hands me an envelope, and the message reads as follows: "Dear May, we regret to say that your mother was cleaning our windows, she fell backwards off the ladder, and in the fall has killed your mother. We are so sorry that this misfortune has befallen you and your family. You're now an orphan. Please find a good home. Sincerely, the Smiths."
Oh, how sad. Carry on.
When I told my sister the bad news, she moaned and swayed and soon fell over. When I called her name and got a response, I checked her pulse. She was dead. She probably died of a broken heart. Fall over. Blackness.
Oh, my. What did you do then?
When I come around again, I see a brown-haired, brown-eyed girl standing up for me. She looks about my age, but she seems a little tall for her age. She says, I'm Rose. Rose Hagemeyer. Hello, I say. She says she can take me in. And I replied that that would be fine with me. When we get to Rose's tenement, she shows me...
Oh, sorry that there's other people in the room. Sorry.
Right. You may continue. Sorry about that. You may continue.
All right. Thank you. She says I will have to sleep... She says she can take me in, and I reply that I would like that very much. She says I will have to sleep in a hole, but that's fine with me. When we get to Rose's tenement, she shows me where I can sleep. She says we'll put a mattress in that box, then put on a blanket and pillow. That's the only way we'll have room for you. I say, that's okay with me.
Thanks for telling us about the younger you. I really like it.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.